The world's biggest search engine just got bigger. This is PodTech News for Thursday, October 19th, 2006. I'm Jason Lopez. A tidbit of some huge Google news. Apple just got more computery. Yeah, no iPod news. And stop telling people what they can't do. Let's start off with a financial note. The Dow up 19 points into 12,000 territory at 12,011. Google's profit almost doubled to $733 million. That's on revenue of nearly $2.7 billion. That almost doubled from the same quarter last year. Good news for Apple, the company that saw its fortune soar with iTunes and the iPod, now has some real evidence to suggest that it's going to be a leading competitor in the PC market. Sales of Macintosh computers made up almost 60% of earnings in the quarter, a jolt Apple says it owes to the back-to-school season. While Mac's popularity with consumers may not come as a huge surprise, the company's performance, a 27% rise in its quarterly profit, surpassed Wall Street predictions. And let's talk about back-to-school. Apple shipped more than 1.5 million personal computers in the last quarter. That was a company record, but there's an even bigger reason to celebrate quarterly shipments over at Hewlett-Packard. Two research firms independently report that HP has regained the lead in global PC shipments, passing Dell in the third quarter. At approximately 110,000 units, HP's lead over Dell is very narrow. What isn't narrow, at least according to one of the firms, is the growth HP saw over the last year, 15%, compared with Dell's 4%. Dell still has a dominant lead over all competitors in the U.S. market. That's mainly attributable to its ubiquity in the corporate world. The nation's largest cell phone provider, Singular Wireless, posted a massive increase in third quarter profits over the same period last year. What's driving this growth? Catherine Girardeau reports.
Singular Wireless said Thursday it more than tripled its third quarter profits over last year to $847 million. What's behind this massive growth? With few strong competitors and a solid base of existing customers, either more satisfied than last year or locked into long-term contracts, most of the company's 58.7 million customers aren't leaving Singular. The company said its churn rate, or rate of customers switching to other providers, was down to 1.8%, a half a percent less than the same period last year. Not only is Singular losing fewer customers, it's also adding new ones. The company said it gained 1.4 million subscribers in the quarter, almost twice as many as it added in last year's quarter three. In Menlo Park, this is Catherine Girardeau, PodTech News.
Consumer electronics sales are expected to jump through the roof this year, but one of the biggest CE makers, Sony, is feeling a bit of a pinch. Michael Johnson explains.
Sony Corporation downgraded its profit forecast Thursday, due mainly to the global recall of laptop batteries and price discounts in Japan for its next-generation PlayStation 3 video game console. Expected profits are down 38%, leaving a tough job ahead for its first foreign CEO, Welsh-born American Howard Stringer. Offsetting the effects of the delayed shipping of PlayStations and sluggish PSP sales, Sony's joint venture with Samsung Electronics of South Korea has afforded some market share gains from sales of products using flat-screen displays. For PodTech News, I'm Michael Johnson.
A Swedish former video game executive who lived a lifestyle eerily similar to Rockstar's popular Grand Theft Auto video game appeared in court today on charges of, you guessed it, Grand Theft Auto. PodTech's Rio Pacino has the story.
44-year-old Bo Stefan Eriksson, former executive officer with the now-bankrupt gaming firm Gizmondo Europe, pleaded not guilty to charges of car theft, embezzlement, and drunken driving. On February 21st, Eriksson was reportedly driving a rare red Ferrari Enzo along the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu at 160 miles per hour when he crashed into a power pole. California prosecutors claim British banks reported the crashed Ferrari along with another Enzo Ferrari and a Mercedes-Benz McLaren SLR stolen because payments on a lease had stopped last year. Eriksson has prior convictions in Sweden for assault, forgery, and fraud. He remains jailed in lieu of $3 million bail and could face 11 years in prison if convicted on all charges. For PodTech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
A study in the new issue of Science adds further evidence to the theory of what many psychologists call the stereotype threat. The theory goes like this. If you belong to a group that is widely believed to perform, say, poorly on a math test, then you will tend to perform poorly on math tests. A new study adds a layer of understanding to the theory, which is already widely held to be true. In this case, the researchers tested the impact of the stereotype when that stereotype is given a genetic tie-in. In other words, what if you tell a woman that she can't do math because, well, you believe women can't do math? Hopefully, you aren't the head of the math department. The theory says that letting people believe they are genetically ill-suited turns out to be a very powerful influencer on their performance. And while we're talking about genetics, let's take a moment to remember the researcher who started us down the road to thinking about such things. Many of Charles Darwin's writings, the basis of his theory of evolution, for example, are being published for free online. The project, run by Cambridge University, will present a comprehensive collection of Darwin's work, including a transcription of a microfilm copy of a notebook kept by Darwin during his voyage on the Beagle. That notebook was actually stolen during the 1980s, but if you want to see its contents or any of the other historic, and in some cases not previously published writings, you can. It's all online at darwin-online.org.uk. To recap, the Dow was up 19 points, closing at 12,011. NASDAQ inched up 3 to 2340, and the S&P 500 tacked on a point to 1366. PodTech News is produced by Michael Klinger, Kevin Edwards, Catherine Girardeau, Rio Pacino, and Michael Johnson. I'm Jason Lopez.